Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. It's Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. So, welcome. Tonight's topic is going to be optimizing your health by optimizing your thyroid. So, it's a great topic to talk about because problems with the thyroid affect so many of us. So, we're going to first talk about what the thyroid does, and then we're going to talk about what happens when the thyroid is not working well. And then we're going to talk about different conditions that are described when the thyroid is not working well. And then we're going to talk about great treatments for the thyroid. And then by the end of the show, you're going to have a great understanding about what the thyroid is and what the thyroid does. So the thyroid is really the energy powerhouse of the body. The thyroid gland is located at the front of your neck. Okay, so if you feel just at the base of the front of your neck, just next to the middle, you'll feel two, under your skin, you'll feel two fleshy nodules. They feel like little lobes of tissue there, and that is the thyroid. The thyroid is actually one large gland, or not large, but it's one gland across the neck, but it really has two lobes, the right lobe and the left lobe. And if the thyroid is sometimes, if you're not making enough thyroid, sometimes the thyroid gland grows. That's called a goiter. And that occurs if you're lacking iodine or among other conditions. So, but most of the time these days, because we have enough iodine, at least enough iodine in our food sources, that the thyroid gets some support from the iodine we let's say in salt, goiter is not as very common as it used to be, though it's still common in some areas where they don't get access to iodine. But the thyroid itself is very commonly affected with different problems, and I'm going to talk about some of those problems. So as the energy powerhouse of the body, the thyroid hormone works at the level of the nucleus, and that influences the genes. Well, we'll get into that in a minute, but first I'm going to tell you who I am. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, and right now I'm in the ABC studio in right over Madison Square Garden. And you can call me here at the studio at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can reach me at my office at that number, 201-882-1500, or call me at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can also check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. So I want to tell you about the thyroid and how it works. It's basically every cell in the body has a nucleus, and that nucleus is where our genes are made and expressed. And the nucleus is really where a lot of the metabolic work of the cell is done, and it's done there and in the mitochondria. But the thyroid hormone tells the nucleus to make genes for a lot of reactions. And those reactions are all the metabolic reactions that enable the cell to make its own energy and to thrive. And so because of that, think of the thyroid as the energy hormone, and it regulates metabolism. And when you have good metabolism, you have good body temperature. So thyroid regulates body temperature. Thyroid also regulates and stimulates brain function. So remember that every cell needs to metabolize to make energy. And the brain cells are no exception to that, the neurons in the brain. And so the neurons in the brain need thyroid to function well. And that's how we get, that's how the cells get their energy. And when the cells have their energy, the person has their energy. So now, how does that manifest in terms of the clinical situation and symptoms? So when the thyroid is not functioning well, we don't have enough energy. And when we don't have enough energy, we're not able to function well. So what happens? So we have decreased energy and we are tired. We are fatigued. That also, our energy level affects our mood. So when you have low energy, you have depression. Sometimes it could be mild depression. Sometimes that could be even severe depression mediated by low thyroid. So again, low thyroid, low energy, tiredness. Again, we feel, as I mentioned with the metabolism, that we get temperature regulation from thyroid. So when the thyroid is low, you feel cold. And it might be cold throughout your body, or it might be just cold hands, cold feet. So that thyroid is a key to maintaining our body's temperature. So again, energy, thyroid, and when lacking thyroid, lacking energy, feeling cold, our hair relies on strong metabolism. And so when there is a low thyroid situation, the hair gets thinner. And even the skin, the moisture of the skin relies on metabolism, the health of our skin. Low thyroid, low energy, dry skin. And metabolism, what's one of the key aspects of metabolism that metabolism determines besides body temperature? It determines our weight. So low thyroid means high weight, because we can't lose weight. The common scenario is someone tells me, I've been dieting and dieting, I can't lose weight. I've been eating a lot less, and despite that, I'm still gaining weight. Why is that? Because the metabolism is low. Why is the metabolism low? A lot of times it's because of thyroid. Our bowels rely on metabolism to get things moving through the bowels. And so when the thyroid is low, the bowels aren't moving well, what do you get? Constipation. And there's a common condition that some of you may be familiar with called irritable bowel syndrome, and that's very commonly associated with low thyroid. Low thyroid, low energy, low bowel energy, and the bowels just don't move as well, constipation and just discomfort because things get backed up and it's an unpleasant feeling. And for women, the metabolism determines the effective operation of the menstrual system. So when there are menstrual irregularities, one of the things that needs to be looked at is the thyroid, because that low energy means that the thyroid is not effecting as well, not stimulating as well. So again, low thyroid, low energy, low metabolism. Anything that requires energy, whether it's the brain, so you get even cognitive deficits, thinking problems, they call it brain fog, whether it's the bowels where you can get constipation, the menstrual system where you get all kinds of menstrual irregularities, whether it's not having menstruation at all or excess bleeding, a lot of times look at the thyroid. Because the thyroid is the underlying driver of all the body's metabolic processes. So again, low thyroid, low energy, even muscle pain, which is a common part of my treatment. If you've heard some of my other shows, very common area that I treat. Low Low thyroid means muscle tenderness. There's been a lot of great work that associates the condition called fibromyalgia, which is a general muscle pain condition, with low thyroid function. That's because the muscles aren't metabolizing as well. They're more tender, more painful. They're not moving as well. And again, low thyroid, low energy, it all ties together. If you have low energy, you get depressed mood. So it's very important to maintain good thyroid function. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call me here at the WABC studio, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And now we're going to talk about some thyroid conditions. And one of the most, we're going to talk about what's called primary hypothyroidism. So primary hypothyroidism means the thyroid just isn't, for whatever reason, the thyroid is not producing enough thyroid. And as a result, the thyroid hormone levels are low. And not only are the thyroid hormones low, but the brain in the pituitary gland, there's a hormone called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. And so the pituitary gland in the brain is telling the thyroid, you got to make more thyroid hormones. So what happens? That TSH goes up. So it's for primary hypothyroidism, the thyroid numbers are, the T3 and T4 are low, and the TSH is high. And so when that TSH is high, that with the T3 and T4 low, that's primary hypothyroidism. And just about most physicians, clinicians will agree that you need to replace thyroid in that situation. What type of thyroid? There might be some disagreement about that, but that you should take thyroid. But now I'm going to talk about some other thyroid, and that can be mild, where the TSH is maybe up to 10, normal is above 4.5. So the TSH might be around 10, but there's a mild decrease in the thyroid hormones. When it gets moderate, the TSH can go even up to 30, and then a decreased T3 and T4. And then when severe, the hypothyroidism, the TSH can be above, 40, 50, 60, gets pretty high, and it's telling the thyroid, you got to make more. But despite that, there's a very low T3, very low T4, and so that person is probably very, very tired and has a lot of the problems that I mentioned at the top of the show. So now what is secondary hypothyroidism? Secondary hypothyroidism is, now I mentioned that the thyroid hormone, the thyroid itself produces T3 and T4, and most of the thyroid produced is T4. That is in the thyroid. In the tissues, such as the kidney and the liver, the T4 gets converted, and in the brain, the T4 gets converted to T3, okay? So when the T4 gets converted to T3, that's the T3 is very important because that's the metabolically active thyroid. That's the one, that's the type of thyroid hormone that does all the work, or most of the work, over 90% of it. It's 90% more active. So we need T3 in our body. So there are some people who don't convert well T4 to T3. Sometimes that can help happen with stress, if there's a chronic illness, age, fasting. And so when that happens, the TSH might be normal and T4 might be normal, but the T3 is low. And so because of that, someone with a normal TSH might be feeling lousy and they may have thyroid problems. So the whole thyroid lab panel needs to be looked at to sort that out. And another aspect, another type of thyroid hypothyroidism is what's called tertiary hypothyroidism. So we have secondary and tertiary, that's like third degree hypothyroidism. This happens when there's enough thyroid hormone circulating, but it's just not doing the job at the receptor level. For some reason, the receptors are insensitive to thyroid. People who have type 2 diabetes would be familiar with insulin resistance. In this case, this is thyroid resistance. And so these individuals have normal labs, but they have persisting symptoms of low thyroid. So the thyroid, the hormone is there, the thyroid hormone is there, but it's not able to match up with the, it's not able to affect the nucleus to do all those metabolic reactions that I was telling you at the beginning. So the lab work will be normal, but the clinical scenario is that the person is still very tired and has all the hallmarks of a thyroid problem, all the symptoms of a thyroid problem, and that is an indicator, if they have all those symptoms, that there may be a thyroid problem without with what we'd call normal lab values. There was a Dr. Broda Barnes many years ago who discovered a test or elaborated on a test for hypothyroidism where you look at your what's called your basal skin temperature, and that's the temperature with a thermometer under your arm, which should read between 97.8 and 98.2, and if that is lower than that, then that's a sign that it may be an indication that there's a thyroid problem. So what happens? Now, I told you how lousy people feel with hypothyroidism. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a couple of moments. I'm just going to let you know that if you want to call into the show, it's 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or if you want to talk after the show, you can call me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Or you could check out my website, NJHormones.com. It's Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now, I'm at the WABC studio just above Madison Square Garden. So when I mentioned how lousy people feel with hypothyroidism, now I want to talk to you about some of the bad things that can happen with hypothyroidism. And the two that I'm going to focus on are people with low thyroid have increased risk for heart disease. So low thyroid is associated with heart failure, and it's a similar risk factor, similar to smoking, similar to high cholesterol. So low thyroid is something that needs to be addressed, because low thyroid indicates low energy, low functioning, and also low heart function. So very important to take care of it. Another important aspect of hypothyroidism is cognitive deficits. And these cognitive deficits mean that you're just not thinking as clearly. I mentioned the brain fog, but it's also a risk factor for dementia to have low thyroid. Again, the brain needs that metabolism, that metabolic energy for the brain cells to function. So it's so important to get the thyroid functioning well. So we're going to talk about the treatments for thyroid, and it basically the hallmark of treatment is thyroid replacement. And with thyroid replacement, we are often able to restore the normal metabolic functions of the thyroid by giving adequate amounts of thyroid replacement. So there are two main types of thyroid that are used for replacement, and they are T3, or triiodothyronine, and T4, which is thyroxine. I mentioned before that the thyroid gland makes mostly T4 and then relies on tissues in the body to convert that T4 to T3. So you can theoretically give T4, thyroxine, and then the person will convert it to T3 and feel better. But I have found in my clinical experience that, for one thing, there's a group of people, it's about 15%, that don't metabolize that T4 into T3 enough, and they need a combination of T4 and T3. And so that is a very important aspect of effective treatment. I also find that even people who do convert T4 to T3, they just feel better when you get it in combination. And you can give T3 separately. And there have been a lot of studies of T3 given as a standalone thyroid replacement, but it's not very common. Part of the reason it's not very common is it has a quick short life, so you'd have to take a few doses a day to keep your thyroid levels up. And part of the problem also is that it's a little more, it's not as well tolerated as I find as the combination of T4 and T3. And that's what I'm going to talk about. The most common one that I use is desiccated thyroid. Desiccated means that it comes from a porcine source, and this helps give the right combination, the right balance of T4 and T3. So my patients generally feel great with that combination. There are a few formulations. Armor Thyroid is one of the oldest around. Nature Throid is another common one, as is West Throid. And they vary based on, I don't want to get into the details, but they vary based on their additives. So if someone has a particular food sensitivity, we might give one versus another. And I find that with that combination, that we're able to titrate the thyroid dose until someone is feeling good. Now, as I noted, that T3 is way more potent on the nucleus than T4. So we have to, get that biologically active hormone in there directly with the desiccated thyroid is a great way to go. And the desiccated thyroid also has T4, which penetrates into the brain well and has a longer half-life. So I find that the combination levels one off nicely throughout the day. Occasionally I divide the dose, but usually once daily dosing works very well. And the great news is my patients who do thyroid replacement, they're feeling great, they have better energy, and a lot of times they're losing weight because the thyroid is such a great driver of that metabolic energy. So I assure you that if you have a thyroid deficiency and you take the proper amount of desiccated thyroid, you're going to feel phenomenal. And so it's such a great health option. And if you want to learn more, if you have a question now, we're getting toward the end of the show. I might be able to take a call, but it's 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222 at the studio. Or if you want to call me after the show, you can call my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Right now I'm at the on top of Madison Square Garden and speaking to you live from the WABC studio. So and the website again, njhormones.com. So there are some concerns that people have with replacement, and I'm going to address a couple of those now. One is that with replacement, remember I mentioned to you that thyroid is stimulatory, and due to that stimulation can sometimes stimulate the heart as well. And so the heart can beat faster, and sometimes people sense an arrhythmia. And I have found that people who are deficient in thyroid, when you replace their thyroid, rarely have this problem. And part of the reason they rarely have it is because when I replace the thyroid, I generally replace it I increase the dose very gradually. So the hallmark of effective treatment and proper treatment is start low and go slow. And it takes some patience because everyone wants to feel that maximum metabolic drive right away, but it's better to temper that and go slow and do it the right way. The other concern is osteoporosis, and the misconception here is that replacing thyroid can cause osteoporosis. However, with thyroid replacement, there have been multiple studies that show no evidence of loss of bone density with thyroid replacement. And I have found that as well. I get involved with other hormones as well, like estrogen and testosterone, that offset, more than offset, any bone loss and actually cause bone growth. So I have not I have not found, and the literature has not shown, that osteoporosis is a concern with thyroid replacement. Now, if you have hyperthyroidism, if you have what's called endogenous hyperthyroidism, one of the conditions is Graves' disease, then having excess thyroid or having osteoporosis and cardiac problems is a risk, but it's that same risk is not found with thyroid replacement. So another type of hypothyroidism I want to mention is subclinical hypothyroidism. And subclinical hypothyroidism is the type of thyroidism that where the TSH is high, but the thyroid level is normal. And so with subclinical hypothyroidism, that's a more controversial area to treat, but there have been enough studies that show that with when that TSH is elevated, even with normal thyroid levels, there's an increased risk of cardiac disease. So it is a very good idea to at least consider treating even subclinical hypothyroidism. And a lot of times those people find that by getting their thyroid replaced, that they do feel better. They have some tiredness that they either weren't acknowledging or not fully aware of. And when they do thyroid replacement, actually feel great. So I have found that thyroid is an important part of my program, and it helps someone feel great. And is just a great way to improve your energy. And improve your energy means improving your health in many aspects, improving your heart health, improving your bone, improving your brain health, improving bowel health, muscle health, and general metabolism, even bladder health is improved with good thyroid replacement. I'm going to be talking more about this live at a meeting this Thursday with the CARE group, and that's going to be this Thursday at 9 p.m. The CARE group is a an alternative cancer group, the Cancer Awareness Research Exchange. I'm sorry, it's 7 p.m. So the CARE group meets the second Thursday of each month. It's at the United Methodist Church in Ridgewood. And if you have concerns about going to a church, we're not in the chapel at all. We're in a separate meeting room that's non-denominational. And it's at 100 Dayton Street in Ridgewood, New Jersey. This Thursday, the Cancer Awareness Research Exchange, it's at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30 to socialize and get to know people. There's refreshments there. And the talk usually starts at 7, and it goes on for anywhere from an hour to two. Plenty of time for questions. So this Thursday, I'll be talking about optimizing your health by optimizing your thyroid at the CARE group meeting this Thursday at 7 p.m. So it's Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center, heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you could call me at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. I could talk to you after this show if you call 800-848-9222. You could check out my website, njhormones.com. And next week, I'm going to be shifting gears a little bit and talking about a great treatment for neck pain and back pain called prolotherapy. It's a natural treatment that builds tissue, and you're going to want to learn all about it. So tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. for the Regenerative Healing Show.